This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
NYC! Concrete jungle, where dreams are made of. You can make it here, you can make it anywhere. That's what they told me. 888-808-1019. Inside the 8 p.m. hour on The Fan in New York. I've got TNT on the screen. I've got no calls on the screen, so I'm going to just lay out. I think the Knicks can win. I think the Knicks should win and will win. But again, they have to take control of this game from the beginning. Can't be 43 points put up in the first quarter. They have to have intensity, urgency. There can't be any of this, oh, they outplayed us, they out-hustled us. In your building, facing elimination, in front of your diehard fans, many who haven't ever seen the team get to this point, yeah, you got to turn up. You got to be ready for battle. You got to be ready to knock the Pacers down. And I was saying last night, like, the Pacers have to get on that flight no matter what. When you get to this point of the series, it isn't like the beginning of the series where it's 2-2. Where the Pacers come to New York, they're staying here for a few days. The Knicks go to Indiana, they're staying there for a few days. It's 1-1-1. And the Pacers know that they could eliminate the Knicks tonight and end the series and go back home and celebrate. But they also know if this game gets crazy, if this game isn't going their way, all right, we're not facing elimination. We can go home and celebrate on our home floor. We can go home and do this in front of our fans, give our fans the treat of, like, going back to the NBA Finals. Like, tonight is a night where, I already said, like, the kings of the Eastern Conference could be crowned. You could, like, I've been there. I had to see the Astros beat the Yankees and take the AL pennant and celebrate. I didn't see it with my own eyes. I did. But you know what I'm saying? Like, tonight could be a night where the Pacers are wearing NBA Finals, 2025 NBA Finals hats. They have them in the building tonight. They're prepared for that. Don't let it go down. Protect home, protect the city, your fans. Go out with some pride, some dignity, some respect. If it happens in Indiana, it happens in Indiana. But you know what also? There are Knicks fans that believe, hey, we win tonight. Let us get one. Anything can happen in a game 6 or 7. So belief is needed. Keep your hope alive. Here we go. We're about to be off to the races. You know the games don't start exactly at 8 o'clock, but it's in a few minutes. And, you know, I can paint the word picture of what's in front of me. It's a packed Madison Square Garden, warm-ups. Doesn't look like there's anywhere you can move in there. Everybody's standing in there. And I can tell, you know, it's not the party that it's been. There's some nervous energy, as it should be. You should be nervous. If you're a Knicks fan, you should be worried. You should be on the edge of your seat watching this game tonight. And here's Reggie Miller with a smile on his face. Don't let this be TNT's last broadcast and a celebration for Reggie Miller and the Pacers. Here we go. Let's get back to the phones. 888-808-1019. Shout out to John Sterling for joining us. I was smiling the entire time. Shout out to the live chat. These people saw me. I'm a kid when I hear John's voice. It takes me back to watching Yankeeography on Yes. Takes me back to, you know, the old days where John was calling the games and, you know, World Series and postseason. And, yeah, he's the man. And I'm happy that he was able to join us just for a little bit. And, of course, I scheduled him before 8 o'clock. So, you know, one, he could watch his games. As he told you, he's a fan. He's locked in. I know when, you know, he announced his retirement, the Yankees gifted him this big, like, 80-inch TV on the field. And, yeah, hopefully you enjoyed a little bit of our conversation. Go back in the free Odyssey app just to 740 if you missed John Sterling on the Fan. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's get back to the phone. Emily is in Jersey City. What's up, Emily? You got it.
I'm a big WFAN listener, but I'm not always in the car at this hour. And for the last couple of weeks, I've gotten to listen to your show, and I just want to tell you how much I enjoy it and how refreshing it is after a couple of hours of Evan and Tiki and their, like, high voltage yelling and screaming and carrying on, that it's nice to hear a calm perspective, sports, no nonsense kind of conversation.
Well,
I really love.
Shout out to those guys. There's four of them in there. I'm a solo host, and I think you know, by design, there should be a slight contrast from what they do and what I do. I've got 5 hours, and you know, they are the afternoon drive, and I kind of bring us home at night. So I'm glad you could catch me. I'm glad that you've enjoyed it, and thank you for the compliment.
Yeah, no, it's exactly what you said. It's exactly, you know, coming down off of the day, listening to you. You can't have that, you know, for the next 8 hours. 4 hours is good. And then listening to you with John Sterling was really nice because as he kept saying how lucky he was in his life, you kind of turned it back to being blessed, which is what I really believe. And, you know, it's nice to hear somebody that believes in blessings. And I just think that, you know, the way that you handled yourself with such an icon was just really gentlemanly, and I just wanted to call and say I appreciate it.
Why, Emily, I thank you. Thanks for the call, Emily. It's not my first time talking to John. I have a relationship with John. I just laid out on the live stream about how blessed that I am, that I got into WFAN in 2021. John listened to me for a little bit. When I met him in here in 2022, he knew of me already and was happy to see me and meet me, and I was elated. I was smiling ear to ear. I was taking pictures of him, videotaping him, and he asked me if I would come to spring training and join them on the broadcast. Once I did that, Susan and John suggested that I, you know, make a segment to be a part of the Yankees pregame, and then I came up with Tell Me Something Cool. So, you know, I literally love John as a Yankee fan. Like, I think anybody that knows me, I don't know, like, when anyone hated on John, like, I'm the wrong guy to hate on John Sterling with. Even being in the booth, I realized how hard that job is. You know, I spoke to him about traveling, and I know it's a grind, and I'm not trying to do that job. They got to travel with the team. They got to be on for every game. And John, you know, when he's saying how lucky he is, you know, people will tell me my entire life, oh, you're lucky, you're lucky. There is no luck. Luck is preparation meeting opportunity, and you're blessed if you are prepared and you meet those opportunities. My life is a absolute blessing. I pray all day, every day. I will pray in front of people when I bless my food. I will pray in the morning when I wake up just because I'm seeing the sun coming into my room. I pray over my son, my wife, my mother, my sister, everybody, my friends, my family, because I know that, you know, there is a higher power that controls all of this. I'm not trying to preach to you, but at the same time, like, there is no luck. And a lot of people will try and, you know, undercut you and undermine you by telling you you're lucky. No, I'm blessed. 888-808-1019. We're blessed to have Game 5 in Madison Square Garden. This never happens in the Eastern Conference Finals, it seems. And the Knicks have come out with the right energy and intensity. 8-3, the Knicks have an early lead, and we'll have eyes on that. Let's go to Mike in Ramtown on the Fan. Mike, what you thinking about?
Keith, always good to talk to you, man. Go Hawks and Ocean County, you know.
Go Hawks.
Right there with you.
Fly Hawks.
Yeah, go Hawks, baby. High Point Panther here, so yeah, heard that. But just wanted to touch on something. Hey, great John Sterling. I am a Yankee hater, probably one of the biggest in the world. Still, nothing against John Sterling. He never wore the uniform. He does a good job. You did a great job with him.
It was
nice to hear. Second point. I know we're not supposed to talk about like other comments on other shows, but I just can't recall which exact show I heard it on. I think it was Overnight the other day. And it's an interesting concept dealing with the Knicks. And Thibodeau obviously has a short rotation, which is best for the moment, but not best for the future necessarily. And I did hear this comparison. I heard the first half of the comparison. They were like, the host said, why doesn't this guy give Tyler Kolek any run for the whole year?
A host,
okay, you picked him
a
out
host
of
on WFAN was saying Tyler Kolek should be playing? A rookie?
No, not right now. Not right now, but throughout the whole year, the guy never saw the court.
He played enough for a rookie. He was playing in the G League.
I understand, but it might be a future TJ McConnell. So maybe you give the guy two or three or four or 5 minutes once.
Yeah.
Not in the playoffs, but it could set you up to have a slightly more depth, even if somebody gets a 5 minute break or a 2 minute break, which is 5 minutes in real time.
Like, Deuce McBride is a player that was drafted and developed under Tom Thibodeau, and you're seeing him get those minutes. Tyler Kolek may, at some point in the future, as soon as next year, 2026, be that guy, but not this year.
Gotcha. No. But during the regular season, if there was a blowout, would it really have hurt to play the guy like a few minutes?
Yeah, he did play.
Very rarely, but I got you. And besides that main thing, you know, like I said, not a Knicks fan, not a Yankees fan, but, you know, if it's my team, I don't care if we're down 3-1, I don't care if we're down 100-1. Let's have some confidence. You know, as a fan, I know the players do, but as a fan, you know, come on, you stood by these guys all year, you know, and now you're just going to, not everybody. Some people are like throwing in the towel already. I just, even as not a Knicks fan, they haven't gone this far in so long that I actually don't hate them this year. Part of that reason is the Villanova connection with family members. But Tibbs could do better developing. And once again, if Cat doesn't play tonight for a knee contusion, I understand there are different degrees.
Thanks for the call, Mike. I'm sorry. The game is on. Karl Anthony Towns is a go. Also, what are we talking about developing? These players were traded here or signed in free agency. Tyler Kolek is developing, and as I go to ChatGPT and ask ChatGPT about his minutes, Tyler Kolek, a rookie point guard for the New York Knicks, has averaged around 7.2 minutes per game in his first season. He played in 41 regular season games. I think that's enough. I don't know what Host was saying, that he should have played more to potentially be ready for this, but this is for grown men. This is the Eastern Conference Finals. Journeymen, veterans like DeLon Wright and Landry Shamet barely got into the game. They didn't even play in the first two series. And Cat is on the floor. So before we talk about Cat not playing for a knee contusion, he's playing. He was a game-time decision. That decision was made an hour ago. He went through warm-ups. He's playing. The Knicks lead 10-5 right now. Cut the game on. Well, you're listening to my show, so don't cut the game on if you're driving. Continue to listen to me. I'll give you updates. I'll do my best to kind of keep us down the right path and try and correct anything that I disagree with or that a caller may say that I don't align with. Like, those are just a couple things where I'm like, I had to let you go, Mike. But go Hawks and all that. And yes, back to John Sterling. I don't see how anyone could hate John Sterling, no matter what team you root for. He's iconic in baseball. One of one in baseball. His style will never be duplicated. No one will be John Sterling. One of one. David is in Yonkers on the Fan. What's up, David?
Yes. Hi, Keith. How are you doing? First, I just want to echo what your first caller, Emily, there said about sort of how you, your show and how you do it. And I mean, I know that the Fan has different types of shows, but I really do appreciate how you do yours. And I always really enjoy it. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
In terms of when you were talking about the luck, and when I hear, because I've heard John interviewed before when he talks about how he feels so lucky in terms of how his life has been. When I hear that luck in that context, I don't hear that, oh, well, just, you know, by chance I happen to look into this. But just someone who kind of is grateful for, you know, being able to have the life that he had. Because, you know, there are a lot of people, very skilled people, who don't achieve things through no fault of their own. And, you know, and so when I hear that someone refer to luck in that way, I just hear that, you know, I'm really fortunate to have had the work that I have, to have the family that I have. That's how I hear it. And one last comment. I think in New York, we've been lucky to have some really good baseball announcers. I mean, when I was growing up, the Yankees announcers were Mel Allen, Red Barber, and Phil Rizzuto. And they were like, they were really great to listen to. And now, like over at the Mets with Gary, Keith, and Ron, I just think, wow, those guys are just excellent. They just, you know, and we are, I guess in a certain way, lucky in New York to have such skilled commentators doing the games. Because, boy, I've listened to other teams, announcers from other cities, and there's no comparison.
Thanks for the call, David. Yeah, you know, I forget what break it was coming back from. They played New York, and I said, you know, concrete jungle where dreams are made of. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere, I'm told. This is the hardest place to make it. It's the best of the best. It's highly competitive. You cannot be the voice of the Yankees. You cannot be the voice of the Mets if you're not good. Someone will come take your spot or at least challenge you for it. Howie Rose is excellent. Howie Rose is another guy that I'm happy that I was able to meet in here. Shout out to Spike. The way our first encounter went, I was talking about the Mets doing Old Timers Day. And in jest, I'm like, why are they trying to be like the Yankees? They got to stop trying to be like the Yankees. And Howie caught wind of it. And he, you know, put the history lesson out there. And then I end up talking to him. I'm like, listen, I know that the Yankees aren't the sole owners and inventors of it. But whatever, we were able to chat. He recommended a book for me to read that I enjoyed. He's come on my show multiple times. And then, you know, I've listened to his calls calling the Met games. When I talk about painting a word picture, like, you listen to Howie, you could feel the breeze in Citi Field. You can see what the sky is looking like. You can visualize, like, you know, the whole team on the field. You know, he's great also at adding humor. I love when he calls the games and he says stuff like, you're not getting this from Dave and Susan. As a rivalry play, right? You know, he'll go off on a tangent and he'll make some jokes and he'll say some things and then he'll kick it back to, you're not getting this from Dave Sims and Susan Waldman. You're listening to 880 Mets Radio. Like, I think he's great. And as far as John goes, when John says, you know, he's lucky, he's appreciative. John is 87? Or is he about to be 87 this July? I'm sure he's appreciative. But from my vantage point, it's no coincidence, it's not luck that he is who he is, because I've seen him. I've been in the Yankee Stadium media area before the games. He shows up early, even at age 70, 80-something. He's there early. I've been in the booth with him where he's reading, writing, preparing. I've sat and ate with him in the media, you know, dining area. And when he comes in, he's like this czar. He's like holding court. He's in a suit and everybody's buzzing and rival teams come and they just want to shake his hand and introduce him. Anybody from their TV crew, their radio crew want to get the chance to meet the legendary John Sterling, and I'm just sitting there with a smile on my face. He has time for everybody. He made time for everybody. All of those years, he put in the work. All of those years. He just told you on air he did this for 65 years. That's dedication. He took time away from his family. So, you know, what I was sharing is like, you're blessed. I don't know if he's a religious man, but like that, like it's a product of his preparation and his opportunity and God having a hand in his life so that he could be all of those places and live all of these years and entertain all of us. 888-808-1019. Jonah is in Mattawan on the Fan. What's up, Jonah?
Hey, Keith, how are you?
Great. Watching this game is getting tight now.
Oh, yeah. I'm a long, long time listener, first time caller. I want to address two things. One of them is a call you had a couple weeks ago. Some idiot called up and he said that you're a homer and you talk too much about your family. And I just want to tell you, I love that you talk about your son, your baby boy, and your wife and your life. It brings me into the show. And about you being a homer, I didn't grow up in New York. I grew up in California. Diehard Dodgers fan. I hated the Yankees. And you actually have me rooting for Aaron Judge because you bring a passion to the show like no other host brings, and you make me want to like the Yankees. I don't like him yet, but I'm definitely working on it. And I like that you're bringing your personal life. It was funny, a couple months ago before the season, we were talking about how Devin Williams with the hair, and you said you have dreadlocks. And it was funny because I always thought you looked like Saquon Barkley. So it was funny to find. I don't know, that's just because I had your picture in my head. And it was funny the way that you had the dreadlocks. And once we're talking about announcers, since I'm from California, I just got to bring up the great Vin Scully, who I grew up on.
Yes.
But I love your show. I love the way you talk about your family. I love the way you talk about your cat. You bring the listeners. We're listening late at night a lot. You bring the listeners into the room with you. And in terms of the passion and the way you get the listeners involved, I lived in Boston. I lived in Toronto. I lived in California. I've heard a lot of sports radio. And there's something you have that nobody else has. You're my favorite person to listen to. Obviously, the fan, they're all great. But there's something about the way you personalize it. And I just appreciate everything you do. I appreciate the way you're humble. And you appreciate what you have. And, you know, it's just different than most people these days. And I love your show. Keep going. God should bless you. You should stay on the show forever. You should have success. You should enjoy your beautiful family. And I just wish you tons of blessings. You know, you came up. You worked hard. You got to where you are. I think you're a true role model for young listeners and older listeners. And you're just a really, really special person. And I appreciate everything.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You're doing, your show's amazing. And my first time calling, I've never called in a radio show before, but there's just something special about you that I feel with you is personal, it's a connection. I wanted to call in. Thank you so much, Keith, for the man, and keep going.
Wow. Thank you, Jonah. I don't know what to say. I don't want to make it about me. Jalen Brunson is going off right now. Jalen Brunson is throwing up that 3 sign that Halliburton was imitating. He's putting the team on his back, as many predicted, saying Jalen Brunson would not let this team lose tonight. He's got a quick 12. There's still 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. The Knicks now have a 10-point lead. Just as I said in the beginning of Jonah's call, it's getting tight. It was 12-11 Knicks, and they just went on a run. So now, going back to what I said about this game, you got to keep the crowd into it. You have to control the game from the tip-off, right? You got to keep the crowd into it. You can't go down. Now that they have a lead, they have to hold this lead. Carl Anthony Towns also hit a 3 during that run they just went on. Looking at the box score, I told you Brunson has a quick 12. Karl Anthony Towns has 5. Mitchell Robinson, deuce. OG, deuce. Mikal Bridges, another 2 points as well. So here the Knicks go in the Garden, fighting for their lives. They've come out with the right intensity and energy. They have a 10-point lead, 23-13 in the first quarter here. 888-808-1019. Like I said, I don't want to make it about me. I really don't care to go back and talk about, you know, negative calls and people attacking me. I've just gotten so used to it. It comes with the territory, and it's water off a duck's back. I've been doing this now 4 years, and what I realize is every year it's just more and more negativity, more haters, more people telling you you suck, more people telling you you're a nobody, but then people call like that or like these last few callers, and I'm like, I know that exists. And I'm thankful, and I'm blessed, and I know that I put my heart and soul into this, and I've shared so much about my life and my story on purpose. I think it's important for you to know who is speaking if you're a consistent listener. Maybe you're not a consistent caller. You know, as Jonah said, it was his first call. But I know that over time, I would be felt. I know that over time, taking a different approach would make an impact. And I have. So I thank you guys for listening. I used to always thank the people that didn't call. I need to go back to that, because I meet people all the time, whether it's at the stadium or I've run into people in the grocery store. I've run into people now. You know, he talked about my hair. I have long hair. My hair is, I don't know. I've been growing it for 7 years. I've got like 15 inches of length on my locks. He said he thought I looked like Saquon Barkley. I don't know. Shout out to Saquon. I guess I used to have the low cut with the taper and the fade. But yeah, I've run into people who have poured their heart out to me, man. And, you know, I go back to John Sterling. And like I said, John Sterling is blessed and we're blessed to have him. He's been able to entertain us. He's been able to call so many games and give us so many moments. You know, I'm happy to be somebody that is in this chair, on this microphone, that worked really hard to get here and is working every day to be different, to provide a good show. And I interact with people the same way I interact on the phone here online. And they're anonymous, you know. Most of you calling, I don't know you guys. Some people call that I know. But, like, I try to, you know, give people the same kind of respect that I would want while still, you know, hosting a show and being articulate and all that. So, yeah, I don't want to make it about me. And if you notice, like, I did get that call from that person. And it was so random that day because I wasn't talking about my family. I think that person was just triggered, and I always realize that somebody is going through something out there. Somebody's listening to this radio, man. I had a guy message me, and he told me that he had bad intentions one night of doing something to himself. And he said he got in the car, and he happened to have the radio on WFAN, and as he was driving to go do what he wanted to do, he heard me talking about my wife and my son and what they mean to me, and it made him think differently about what he was going to do. And man, that broke me down. Like, it's powerful. The radio is a medium where it's one-to-one. But like, you could be at work. You could be in your home. You could be driving. And it feels like it's just you and me. But there are thousands of people listening. And we have a job to do, especially as a solo host. I have a job to do. I have to take calls. I've got to entertain. I got to give you some stories. Of course, I'm going to talk about my life. Of course, I'm going to share with you things. Like right now, the Nanit cam is going off. My wife just texted me, Jack won't stop singing. Jack has been singing for 45 minutes. Let me see. What song? It's bedtime. But, you know, I also do that because people are so crazy nowadays, too. With the things they say, they're so vile and so negative and so nasty. It's like they don't think that we are humans. They don't think that we are regular people. Like, they should think about that. Like, I'm somebody's dad. I'm somebody's husband. I'm somebody's son. I'm somebody's brother. And when I'm here at night to entertain, I'm leaving all of those people. I am not with them. And they are doing things without me, waiting for me to return. All of this is a job. All of this is so that I can help my family live a better quality of life. So there we go. Made it about myself as the Knicks get back on the floor. 25-18 with under 3 minutes left. Let's see if we can get a Knicks call in before we break. I have time for that. Let's do it. Brian is in Goshen on the Fan. Where's Goshen?
Goshen, New York, baby. Orange County, home of the Trotter.
Okay. All right. What's up?
But Keith, yo, much respect to you, man. I love your spiritual guidance. I love how you're bringing some brightness to our world because it's spiritually a dark world. But I noticed the sports station, so let's not preach. Like you said, let's go Knicks. Let's go Yankees. You're going to hate this one. Let's go Cowboys. Let's go Rangers. So I got three New York teams in there.
I just don't need it.
But I stick with champions, baby.
Here, the Knicks are rolling. The Knicks are doing what they got to do. 12 points in the paint. They're on a run here. They're in control here, and I think the theory I had about, you know, taking this game, keeping the crowd into it, and the Pacers knowing, hey, we got to go back to Indiana anyway. So far, so good.
Amen. Let's keep it up. Let's keep it going. We need a game six, and you never know what happens in a game seven. We all know that.
Got to force it there. Thanks for the call, Brian. 888-808-1019. Halliburton is coming off the floor. I'm trying to watch. That's another thing, too. It's always tough to be live, host this, you know, show, watch a playoff game. I've got the live chat going on video on Twitter and YouTube, and I've got text coming in, but I can juggle it all. Like I said, the Knicks look like they look like a different team. They look better than they look like in game one. And sometimes coming home, getting back to your wife, or your girl, or your kids, or your dog, or your apartment, your place, and realizing, hey, one game at a time, got to take this one game. Like right now, they've come out with the right energy. So they got to stay healthy tonight. They got to keep hitting shots tonight, rebounding with the right energy. It's a long game. You can't win the game in the first quarter. So let me lock in on this first quarter as it's coming to an end. We'll take a break here and we'll line up more calls. So we can keep it to the Knicks and John Sterling and the Yankees. I've got a ton of Yankees to add to this show. I've got a ton of Mets conversation to add to this show. And obviously the Mets and Yankees are off. We'll talk baseball. We'll talk about what's coming up in June. I've got some events and some things I'd like to share with you as well. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. Dial 888-808-1019. We'll be back right after this. Good drop, Nick. Nick at Night producing. Nick Theodoro, my producer tonight. He was with me last night. Does a great job here. When he's here. Good to see you, Nick.
Not that often, but when I'm here.
Good to see you, bro. Anyway, watching the Nick game, the Pacers did make a little bit of a run here. They're down 4, 27-23 now in the second quarter. As I say that, Nick's bucket, 29-23. I'm going to bring some Yankee topics to the table because we got to do the Yankee conversation, and then we'll do the Mets conversation before this Nick game ends and we get calls and reaction from the New York Knicks fan. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Thinking about where the Yankees are headed next. One, I want to start with a story that popped up around Giancarlo Stanton, who is supposed to be in Tampa. Now, I don't know when this, quote came about, but with Stanton, the Yankees got these AL pennant rings. They won the American League last year. But you know what? Like, we're not celebrating that around here. This is New York and the 27-time champion New York Yankees. And, yeah, they ended the World Series drought as far as appearances go, but that's not good enough. We act like, you know, it's funny. Like, I had Dave Sims on with me, and when I even mentioned losing the World Series, he stopped me dead in my tracks to be like, well, you act like that's not. They made it to the World Series. Obviously, him coming out of Seattle, calling all those Mariners games, Mariner fans, been waiting for that. So, okay, there's these shiny gold American League rings that the Yankees got. And Giancarlo Stanton told the team, I better not see you guys wearing these around. Here's how I feel about it. One, I think I told you, after the performance that Stanton had last year in the postseason, winning a game in the DS against the Royals with that home run he hit, then obviously hitting home runs, he was the ALCS MVP. He had more than one home run in the World Series. All of that, great. But the way that I feel about it with Stanton, nobody's talking about his contract anymore, but he's making a lot of money. Nobody is mentioning the money that he's making right now and him not being here, but I think it's because obviously, Ben Rice has been able to DH and, there's other bats that have emerged. But, there was a point in time where Stanton showed up to spring training, not ready for spring training. And we were a little disappointed in him. One, because we were saying the Yankees need a bat. The Yankees need another bat. The Yankees need a bat. And one of the more lethal bats wasn't ready to swing the bat. And we were saying, why didn't you say something? Okay, if this pained you in October, why didn't you get the procedure done then? How long is this going to be? Stanton is out. Cole is out. Heel is out. Oh, no. When the Yankees lost to the Diamondbacks, they blew that first game and then they lost the second game. Stanton also addressed the team and he told the team, we don't get swept at home. And me, I'm like, what are you talking about? You got swept at home last year by the Reds during 4th of July weekend. What are you saying? It was fireworks and all that. You got swept by Ellie De La Cruz. I was at that first game. What are you saying? And I also was a little worried. Here's one for the Met fan. I was like, if you claim that we don't get swept at home, and this now hits the press because all the players, felt good about.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Not being swept, and the Mets come here in May and sweep us with Juan Soto, what say you then? I know, Stanton is not captain like Judge, but he's a veteran. He's a former MVP, multiple-time all-star leader of the team, so his words carry weight. But I need to see this guy get back. I need to see this guy in a lineup. It's going to take him a little while to get going. I don't mind all the talk about we don't get swept at home, because it's setting the right tone, right? You know, Stanton is in year 8 as a Yankee. It's setting the right tone for these young guys, Jorbit Vivas, Oswald Peraza, Ben Rice, Will Warren. Like, it's setting the right tone for these young guys. But I'm like, dude, you're not playing. So Stanton goes on to say, this isn't the one we wanted, boys, about these American League championship rings. And we know that. We know that. So the Yankees got these rings, and of course people have used it. Someone sent it to me to troll me. I'm like, what does this have to do with me? I'm not getting one of these rings, and I don't care. If I never knew that they got these rings, whatever. But all it is creating a storyline, because the Yankees are rolling. They're looking like they're going to be the favorite to come out of the American League. I'm not sleeping on the Tigers. I'm aware of the Detroit Tigers. But remember when Aaron Judge had that ad with the, you know, Jordan ring on, and he was mocked for that, right? Jordan had the picture of all of his rings, which took up a whole hand. and Judge recreated it when he signed with Jordan Brand, and he had the one ring, and it was the Jordan logo, and it just was like, come on, somebody should have stepped in to be like, Judge, don't do this. Now they actually have an American League pennant ring, and there's a whole article, shout to Brian Hoke, about how, you know, pride mixed with anguish. Yankees receive AL championship rings with eyes on World Series rematch in L.A. Ryan Yarbrough will get his World Series ring this weekend as the Yankees head to Chavez Ravine, Vin Scully Ave. Shout out to Jonah, who mentioned Vin Scully, who went to Fordham. You know, Vin Scully, another GOAT. I can't wait for this Dodgers series. But I've got more on that. Let's get back to the phones. There are Knicks fans that are watching the game and calling. As I've seen Brunson go down. Now I just saw OG Anunoby hold his hamstring. And something I said is they got to stay healthy through this. Good start, but they got to stay healthy through this game. This is the most important game right now. Can't lose on your home floor. They made a little bit of a run, but the Pacers have withstood that run and kept it somewhat close. They're down 8. Let's hear from Mel out on Long Island and see what Mel is seeing. What's up, Mel?
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Hey, what up, brother? Long time, first time caller.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I listen to the fan all the time, literally all day long. And I'm sitting here watching this Knick game. And they're doing all right so far, but I'll be honest with you. Cat definitely has to have a bigger game in order for these guys to win. I'm watching him post up Toppin, and he's struggling to post up Toppin. I mean, come on. You're giving up at least 30 pounds. This should be a piece of cake.
Not with that bum knee. Not with that knee feeling a little weak.
Yeah, the knee is weak, but I think him as a whole, as a person, I mean, he's a great offensive player, but when it comes to defense, that's his biggest weakness. He plays too far off the ball.
Yeah, and they know that. They know that could be a liability. Yeah. I'm looking at the box score, and I seen him. I just saw him complaining about a call. He's got 12 points, 7 rebounds, 1 assist. He's a plus 14 in the game, though, which is the highest plus minus of anybody on the Knicks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but also, as I watch him drive, because I'm a basketball player myself, I'm watching him drive. He looks pretty clumsy as he's driving, and that's why he's not really getting the calls that he thinks he deserves. He has to get stronger, you know?
He's
having a pretty decent game so far.
Yeah, and I give him a little bit of respect for doing it on a bum knee. Maybe he ate a sensu bean. Maybe they shot him up. Maybe he's just, you know, running off adrenaline right now. What I will say is halftime will come, and they'll sit down, and he'll have to fire it back up for the second half. He needs to have a great first half.
Yeah. And that's what I'm looking forward to, the second half, when they need him the most. And also I noticed about him, and I don't mean to really necessarily dump on him. He's the last one up the court, which is pretty much putting the Knicks at a disadvantage. Even when he's shooting the three-pointer, he should be the first one back to play defense. But yet he's the last one across the line. And by the time he gets across, the offense has already gotten into motion, and he definitely
they know that. In the last game, they had Tom Thibodeau you know, yelling like, you got to get back. You got to run. You can't jog. And if the knee hurts and he's already a big fella, he's not really the, you know, fleetest of foot. That's a liability.
Yeah. Now, here's the question for next season. What do we do? If they win or lose, how do we get past the hump? Because if he has a bum knee or whatever, it's not going to get better by next season.
His knee will get better,
but like, he can shoot the ball.
Yeah, I don't know. He's who you have. Thanks for the call, Mel. You had Isaiah Hartenstein, who is now on OKC and in the NBA Finals. You weren't able to pay him. He's gone. You need to get somebody else. Mitchell Robinson is great for what he does. They need another big. They need another guy coming off the bench. Maybe Cat play a four and somebody. I don't know. Like when I say you have who you have, they went out to get Cat. Like, they added him to this team knowing who he was. His game is not going to miraculously change in a year. His knee should be healthy next year, but I'm looking at a guy that I think is compromised. I don't know how much so, but I'm just like, I'm not looking at Cat like he's completely healthy. Anyway, to finish my thoughts on the, It's funny the timing of this Yankees American League pennant ring hitting our timelines, because the Yankees are about to go face the team that defeated them in the World Series, the Los Angeles Dodgers. Carlos Rodon has been rolling, and, you know, Carlos Rodon called the AL championship ring the first losers, says it represents being the first loser. So, yeah, there, you know, there's pictures out there of this championship ring. American League champions is not good enough. And I'm glad they have that mentality. I really do feel like this Yankees team, obviously there's some new pieces, but, you know, the core of this Yankees team went through that run last year and then lost last year in that fashion, and it stuck with them through the offseason. It has stuck with them through this early part of the season, and they seem to be on a war path to avenge that, whether it is the Dodgers or anyone else coming out of the National League. Maybe it's the Mets. And he who shall not be named was on that team, and the image of him sitting in the dugout, you know, staring out at the Dodgers as they were celebrating, a lot of us thought, hey, this guy wants to come back and chase this dream with this team, wants to see if they can meet again. No, I think that guy knew he was done and he was out of there. But that was an emotional night for the Yankees. There were reports of players sobbing and crying in the clubhouse. And from what I know about the Yankees, like, they have like a, when they win, they turn on the music and the lights, and it's a club environment, and they, you know, they do awards and they talk about performance and what guys did in the game. And I think it was none of that, obviously, in Game 5 of the World Series. Cat is balling. I don't know what Mel was really on. Cat, for a guy on one leg, now I'm watching him, I can't pick on Cat. For a guy on one leg, he's getting to the rack, and he's always fouled. Because of his size, they don't call the ticky-tack fouls on. There's always contact. That's a lot of contact. I think they just called the and one on him. I'm not looking at Cat right now. Yeah, he's at the line. I'm not looking at Cat right now like he's not doing his thing. Cat, I'm pretty sure right now, is leading all scorers. And he's having a big first half. But I am interested to see, once he sits down, what that knee is like, what he's feeling like. And early on in this game, we can see the bench minutes. Josh Hart didn't start again. He's got 11 minutes. Miles McBride has 8 minutes. DeLon Wright and Landry Shamet have already gotten 6 minutes in. So they're sticking with those rotations. But yeah, Karl Anthony Towns leads all scorers with 15. Karl Anthony Towns being a Jersey kid whose mom is a Knicks fan, and him understanding the culture and him understanding the fan base and all that, Bodega Cat. You knew he was playing tonight, and you know he's going to play hard tonight, even if he's in pain. And they're not going to go out without a fight. So it's a good game right now. Knicks are up 46-34 with 5 minutes left in the second half to get to halftime. But 888-808-1019, taking your calls on what you're seeing. I'm sure at halftime we'll get more calls from the Knicks fan, but I'm still planting some seeds for the Yankee fan and getting to the Met fan. You know, when I was talking about he who shall not be mentioned, like Voldemort, that's how I'm going to refer to the generational. Because any time that I mention number 22 for the New York Metropolitans, people think it's me. I think it's hilarious, right? Like, if I make content on social media about this player who I've met, who I've been around, who I watched all last year, and now I'm watching this year, like, you know, let me take a step back. My job is to watch the Mets and the Yankees. I'm a Yankee fan. I've always watched the Yankees. But now I'm watching the Mets. I told you I've listened to Howie Rose and Keith Radd and Pat McCarthy. You know, these guys call the Mets games. And I'm watching these games. And I'm watching the White Sox game. And I'm watching the White Sox series. And Juan Soto, we're past the Subway Series. Juan Soto, we're so far past the decision to not come back to the Yankees. It really doesn't have anything to do with the Yankees, but I feel like Yankee fans can't comment without people feeling like we're obsessed or we won't let it go. The whole baseball world is doing it. A couple days ago, the Nationals won, and they put out a post on MLB, and they said the players from the Juan Soto trade won the game. Juan Soto was third in American League MVP voting last year. Juan Soto is one of the top, or was, one of the top five players in baseball. He's got the largest contract in the history of sports. Everybody is wondering what is wrong with the guy. Now, from my own personal vantage point, right? Last year in May, I got to sit in for Susan Waltman and call a couple Yankee games. The first one, and let me go back to the box score because I have this in my notes. The first one, and this is why I talk about Juan Soto. Like, this is why I bet on Juan Soto. This is why I know Juan Soto is going to figure out, but there's an adjustment period that's taken longer than most of us expected, and I'm sure it's run its course. It's too long for the Met fan that's so ready to be like, this is the guy. This is who we paid for. Here's the return on investment. See, we do have Juan Soto in his prime. But the first game, Nestor Cortes pitched against the Chicago White Sox. Juan Soto went 1-for-4 with a strikeout. And in my head, I knew the next day that he would come back and he would do more than that. So that first game against the White Sox last year, the Yankees won 4-2. But Juan Soto, that wasn't a good enough day for him. Striking out once, only having one knock, needed to do more. So then I barely sleep that Friday night. I come back for the Saturday game, and I'm in there. And Juan Soto goes 4-for-4 with 3 RBI and 2 homers. One in the first inning, and another one in the fifth inning. He went crazy against the White Sox in Yankee Stadium last year. Let's go back to his performance. And I know they're different teams. I know they're different years. But, you know, it's just things that we can compare. And I don't know if anybody else has brought this up on the Fan. When Juan Soto went to Chicago, right? He just faced the White Sox in New York. They're one of the worst teams in baseball back-to-back years. He goes hitless against them. Okay, when the Yankees, and similar to how the Yankees lost that first game to the Colorado Rockies on Friday, it's like, oh, well, you know, a lot of us said, well, they lost that first game to the White Sox. I said, not, they didn't just lose. They got smoked by 10 runs, 12-2 against the White Sox. Well, in that first game against the White Sox at guaranteed low-rate field, Juan Soto went 0-for-2 with 3 walks. 3 walks? Not good enough in a game that the Yankees lose by 10 runs and only score 2. So in my mind, I knew, okay, Juan Soto, he's not going to let that happen again. Juan Soto is going to come to the ballpark. He's going to be ready to go. And what did Juan Soto do the following day against the same Chicago White Sox? 3 hits. He goes 3-for-4 with 4 RBI and 1 walk. He hit 3 home runs, one in the third inning, one in the fifth inning, one in the seventh inning. He won the game himself. This is why I tell the Met fan he will win games for you. This is why I tell the Met fan, just wait, I've seen it. Now, I can't come up with a rhyme or reason why, like at this point going into June this weekend, Juan Soto's numbers are so far down. Let's see where his numbers were. You know, at this time, it doesn't matter. I don't have to do that because we know they were better. We know they were better. But I have seen the version of Juan Soto that can take over a game, dominate pitchers, put a team on his back, and that's going to come at some point for the Mets. I just don't know why it hasn't come yet, what exactly it is. We can say all these different things, and that's what it is. Everybody's talking about his family and the decision. And that, like, we're so far away from the decision being made in November. We're so far away from, like, months have gone by. This has something to do with whatever is going on the day-to-day basis right now with the New York Mets. This has to do with that clubhouse, that manager, I guess the hitting coach. Mets fans are mad at Eric Chavez. You know, that has to do with what is going on day-to-day now. And sure, can we say that Juan Soto's making more money than he's ever made and his life has changed and there's a lot of pressure? Yeah, but there's always pressure. He's playing for the Yankees last year, hitting in front of Aaron Judge on a team that's expected to go to the World Series. Like, there was pressure then too. And he was making millions last year too. Okay, he was making what, 30, 31 million last year? Okay. Somebody call me and tell me, what is it now? As I've thought about it, he who shall not be named, but now he's being named. As I've thought about it over and over and over again, and I heard Evan and Tiki today talking about Lindor, and it's funny, they brought up the audio of Lindor. Lindor sounded like a completely different guy talking about, oh, a raccoon. I thought I'd never seen a New York rat. I'm like, this guy, I forgot about that. I mean, I didn't forget, but I'm like, when I heard it, I'm like, this guy actually told the New York media he had never seen a New York rat, and that's what him and Jeff McNeil were talking about. I'm like, come on, bro. But this is not Lindor. Lindor was traded here. Similar to how Juan Soto was traded to being a Yankee, right? Traded to the Yankees. And then I hear from the Met fan that he never wanted to be a Yankee. Well, he looked comfortable. The pinstripes weren't heavy for him. These Mets pinstripes are. 888-808-1019. This is not a Lindor situation. Lindor, you know, Moneybag Cohen threw money at him. And of course he's got to take that deal. He got traded here. But he was coming from the Cleveland Indians. They had won 22 games in a row that year. Or like he went to the World Series. Just last year, they asked Lindor what he missed about Cleveland. He said winning. And then the Mets started winning, and they're winning this year. And all is going to be fine. Juan Soto is going to come along. But I can't say it's a situation about it adjusting to New York, because he was in New York all of last year with the A team. He was on the Yankees. He went to the World Series. He didn't flinch for a second. So what is it? I think what it is him adjusting to the fact that he was on the Yankees, the other New York team, and now he's still in New York on the Mets, having to hear it, having to deal with it, having to talk to the same New York media, and I don't think he really estimated how heavy all of that would be. 888-808-1019, it's 9 o'clock, we got to go to the break and the update. It's almost halftime. We'll talk about the Knicks at half. We'll talk about Juan Soto, he who shall not be named, but I'm going to keep naming him. And we'll talk about the Yankees as well. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.